presents Slow Coaches, written by Charlie Adams and John Lee, starring Roy Kinnear as Uriah Slow and Andrew Sachs as Gearhart, with Clive Panto as Jason and Chrissy Roberts as Josephine.
Nice weekend. Good, good. Do anything exciting? Oh, yeah, yeah. I watched The Price is Right as well. Oh, it's just the usual, you know. Went to Biggin Hill, watched the wife's mother do her parachute jump. Yes, yes, it was a disaster. Parachute opened.
Oh, Mr. Slow, you're always saying nasty things about that poor woman.
No, I'm not. But there was one good part. She came down in a boat in lake. We couldn't get her out for 2 hours.
Oh, why not?
There was a queue for the pedalos. Anyway, blow your nose. Let's have some work done.
Mr. Slow. What's that noise?
It's Josephine blowing her nose.
Oh, that's a relief. I thought the silencer had come off the coach again. Oh, for goodness sake, what's wrong with her, Mr. Slow?
I don't know. I think it's man trouble again.
What sort of man trouble?
She can't get one.
Do you know something? I think she's still Mrs. Charles.
Charles?
You know, Charles Fotheringill, her fiancé.
But that was 5 years ago, Josephine.
Oh, but I still miss him, Mr. Slow. He was my one true love. I'll never meet another man like Charles.
We all miss him, Josephine, but he knew the risks he was taking.
Yeah, but once you're in, it's not so easy to get out of the Foreign Legion.
Oh, the last time I heard from him, it was 3 years ago. He'd fallen in love with Miranda.
No, it's just a temporary infatuation, just a moment of mad passion. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, there is. Miranda's his camel.
Oh. Well, never mind, Josephine. There, there, life's funny like that, eh? He's got the camel and you've got the hump. Yeah, yeah, well, now, do you think slow coaches could have some of your time? Thank you. Now, I want to get down to some business.
Good. Now, talking of business, I'd like to have a few words with you about my wages.
What about them?
I'd like some.
Ah, yes. Jason, did you look at that video I loaned you?
I haven't got a video machine.
Ah, I see. Oh, I see, yeah. Well, that's no excuse. You could have borrowed one.
That wouldn't help. I haven't got a television either.
Why not? What have you done with it?
I had to sell it to pay for the licence.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you what was on it. It was an advert for our arch rivals.
Not the National Bus Company.
No, worse.
London Transport?
Even worse. The people who carry more passengers in a day than we carry in a week.
Not Eddie Grimshaw's funeral parlour.
No, no, mind you, they've been doing well. He's had to put on another sidecar.
Well, who is it?
It's Gallup Coaches.
Oh, them.
Yes, them. Just look what they're offering. Hot food, music, videos.
On their coaches?
I don't even get that at home.
Jason, are you in some kind of financial trouble?
Yes, that's what I've been trying to tell you. Do you realise you haven't paid me for the last 9 weeks?
Oh, well, don't take it personally. I haven't paid Josephine either.
Or Gerhard.
Okay, okay. How much do I owe Jason?
£295.61.
Uh-huh. And you?
£211.50.
And Gerhard?
£12.11.6.
£12.11.6? Are you sure?
Yes.
Well, when did I give him a raise?
It's not good enough, Mr. Slow. That's what I've got to talk to you about. If I don't get my money, I can't go on working here.
All right then, Josephine. Pay Jason, pay yourself. And while you're about it, pay Gearhart, if you must.
Mr. Slow?
Yeah?
Well, according to the last statement, if we all have our wages now, slow coaches will go bankrupt.
Blimey, this is serious. What if we don't pay Gearhart?
Ooh, well, it looks pretty grim, Mr. Slow. If Jason insists on his wages, he will have to start selling assets and then the business will fold.
Right. I'm going to get Gerhard in here. We'll have a meeting and sort this out once and for all. Where is he?
Ooh, I haven't seen him.
He hasn't gone out on a mystery tour without his glasses again, has he?
No. No, he must be around the yard.
Yeah, well, we'll have to let him know.
All right, you wait here. I'll go and get him. Gerhard! Gerhard! Where is he? Oh, I'll try the workshop. Good old Gearhart, he never gives me any trouble. Gearhart! He just gets on with his job steadily, quietly. I'll murder him! Gearhart!
Oh, by Jove, Herr Slow, I think I've got it.
Gearhart, what's going on here?
Yes, okay, Herr Slow, I'm not hurt. Don't worry about me.
I'm not. It's the workshop I'm worried about. What have you done?
I've got my Heinkel working.
Heinkel? I thought that was a lager.
What?
No, Herr Slow, it's an aeroplane. Heinkel, probably the best bomber in the world. Oh, it's so exciting, Herr Slow. One day, I will fly again.
You certainly will, right through the garage roof. You could have killed yourself in there.
Don't worry, Herr Slow, I'm insured, remember?
Oh, no, but the workshop isn't.
Last week, I was not able to make it work like this.
Why not?
Because of the crank connected to the engine.
Gearhart, the only crank connected to that engine is you.
But, Mr. Slow...
I'm sorry, but it's true. I mean, slow coaches are in serious financial difficulties, and all you can think about is getting your old Schminkel to work.
No, Heinkel.
I've got problems, Gearhart.
You have?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's not Frau Slow again?
No. Business problems. Jason wants all his wages paid to him and Josephine. And if that happens, I can't keep the company going.
Oh, God in Himmel, you mean the bankruptures?
Bankruptcy, Gearhart. So now you and Josephine and Jason and me have all got to have a big powwow about what we're going to do.
I'm very happy with my wages, Herr Slow. £2, 5 shillings, 6 pence is a perfectly good wage in 1986.
Well, yeah. Of course it is, Gearhart. I mean, that's why I've employed you for all these years. It's because you're loyal, dedicated, cheap.
Yes. Anyway, Herr Slow, I don't need money. I'm happy here in my little workshop. Sleeping in the Heinkel and making schnapps. Yes, I'm just a simple Englishman at heart.
Look, I'll tell you what. If it makes you happier, I won't pay you any wages at all.
Yeah, I'm not that simple.
Well, it was just a try. Come on, get cleaned up. I want you in the office with the others to sort out what we're going to do.
Good, so what? I'll be with you in 2 shakes of a lamb's jiffy.
So, there it is. Slow coaches have been going for nearly 200 years. Just think, when old Leviticus Slow first started out to form this company, all he had was a sedan chair and a sick bag. All these years, and now it's come to this, 1986, and I'm facing imminent bankruptcy. Isn't that the saddest thing you've ever heard?
The way I see it, Mr. Slow, is that we can either try and get our act together, or we can go down fighting.
Well said, Joe. I was hoping you'd say that, because Gallup coaches seem to be able to make money. I don't see why we shouldn't. I mean, what have their coaches got that ours haven't?
Seats?
Well,
both sides.
Yeah. Well, that's only temporary. I mean, you'll have your seats back as soon as my sofa's reupholstered.
I think our service is just a little too basic for modern times. I mean, some of the newer passengers resent being roped in.
Whose side are you on, Jason? I'm trying to be positive, constructive.
Well, you can't say our coaches are highly tuned, finely balanced feats of engineering. One of them hasn't got any wheels for a start.
It doesn't need them. We took the engine out.
I took the engine out. It's me that does all the mechanical work around here.
Well, you can't expect me to do it. I'm the boss, after all.
And I can't. I've got my appearance as courier to think of. And anyway, when are we going to get the engine put back in?
I don't know. I haven't reached that part yet at night school. And besides, it's ridiculous. Whoever heard of a secretary doing shorthand typing and motor car mechanics in the same job?
I have. I remember my dear Auntie Lotte from Düsseldorf, a fine woman.
God.
In the daytime, she was a typist for Mercedes-Benz, and in the evening, she used to rivet the metal plates together for the Graf Zeppelin Airship Company.
I see. What did her husband do?
Everything he was told. Such a joke, a German joke. Yes, very good.
Thank you, Gearhart. Now, can we get on, please?
Yeah.
I'm trying to save the company, if you don't mind. Of course, I blame myself for all this. I've been too soft with you all right from the very start. I should have stamped my authority on you all instead of letting things drift. I remember when Gearhart first came to work here.
Well, it was very difficult for me, Herr Slow, changing from a lethal bomber to a 30-seater coach.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. You do more damage driving the coach. Do you remember the incident with the homemade snaps?
No. I never heard about that.
No, it was before your time, Jason. Gearhart, yep, he made up his own do-it-yourself distillery using a milk churn and 2 chamber pots.
No. Was it any good?
Well, I'll say. We ran the coaches on it for 4 days. Trouble was, the exhaust fumes made the pedestrians drunk.
Mr. Slow, I still want to know what's happening about my money.
The time has come for the ultimate sacrifice.
But Mr. Slow, after all these years...
Yes, it's been on the cards for some time now.
Yes, but what is the ultimate sacrifice, Mr. Slow?
I'm going to... spend some money.
I never thought I'd hear you say that. Your ancestors must be turning in their graves.
I should say they'd be drilling their way out of them.
But I thought we hadn't got any money. Isn't that the whole point?
I haven't, but the local listening bank has. And the manager is an old friend of mine, good old Jack Harkness. Oh, why, putty in my hands. With the money, we can revitalise the whole company. We'll be rich. We'll have new coaches. We'll have the best equipment. We'll have everything we want to transform slow coaches into the most modern, up-to-date transport company in the south of England.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Anyone lend me 10p for the telephone?
Good morning, Midwest Bank. Can I help?
Hello. It's Slow here.
Slow where?
No. Slow of slow coaches. Never mind. Is Jack in?
Jack who?
Jack. Jack Harkness, the manager.
Sorry, passed away.
Did he? Oh, that was sudden. When did it happen?
1971.
What was it? Something serious?
He was stock-taking in the main vault and a pallet of pound notes fell on him.
Another victim of the falling pound, was he? Before he went, did he say anything about a loan to slow coaches?
I don't know.
Who's the manager now?
Mr. Potts.
Mr. Potts? I don't suppose his first name's Jack, is it? Jack Potts?
No, it's Roger.
Never mind. Put me through anyway.
Potts.
Mr. Potts, it's Uriah Slow of Slow Coaches.
Yes?
Yeah, I wanted to discuss the possibility of raising some venture capital through the bank. Hello?
I'm sorry, I dropped the phone. Do you know what? I thought you said you were from Slow Coaches and you wanted to discuss a loan. I'm sorry.
But I do want a loan.
What? Well, what sort of security have you got?
We've got a padlock on the gate.
I mean collateral.
Well, there's a yard. A third of an acre of prime building land that's been in the family for nearly 200 years.
Well, that's better. That's paid for, is it?
Almost.
Almost? Is it paid for or not?
It will be, in 24 years and 4 months.
I see. Any other assets?
There's our fleet. We have a number of coaches.
How many?
Well, exactly.
As near as possible.
Two.
Two?
That's why I want the money, to bring the fleet into the 20th century.
This is the 20th century.
I know, but we'd like to be in the same half as everyone else.
How exactly would you spend the money?
Well, you know, modernise, flashing indicators, automatic windscreen wipers, inside toilets, new red flag for the chap who walks in front.
What?
No, I'm sorry. I was just joking. The old flag's fine.
Well, I don't know, Mr. Slow.
Mr. Potts, I wish you could give us a chance. Slow coaches offer a service to the community. We do school outings, senior citizens' day trips. Then there's our Orient Express run.
Go to the Far East?
No, not that Orient. The Chinese takeaway in the High Street. But we were the first company to offer films to our passengers on our Glasgow run.
You show films on the coach?
Not exactly. We let him out at Preston to go to the cinema.
Yes, well...
Look, I wish you'd see us in action before you decide. Let us show you what we can do.
Very well. What do you suggest?
We could take you out on one of our coach runs.
Excellent.
Good. We'll pick you up at 12. At Mr. Potts?
Yes?
I'll only charge you half price. Right. I managed to get Potts interested in having a look at the operation. Josephine, have you got the brakes working on the main coach?
Sort of.
Well, either they work or they don't. You must have done brakes at night school.
Ooh, well, I did in theory, Mr. Slow. It's just that in practice, I don't know where all the nuts go.
Anyway, boss, what do you want us to do with this Mr. Potts this afternoon?
Oh, I'm not sure. I know what we'll do. We'll take him sightseeing.
Ooh, I'll get to work on the brakes.
Good. And Jason, could you put some diesel in the tank? Here's a pound.
Right. Good send. I'll go and get ready to...
Just a minute, Gearhart. I'd like to have a word.
Of course, but I must polish my goggles.
You'll have time. Uh-huh. Gearhart, we get on well, don't we?
Oh, yes, how slow it is.
I mean, ever since you first came over here in the war and crash-landed in our yard... You know, I've never asked you this before. How did you come to crash land in our yard?
How slow, I didn't come to crash land in the yard. That was accident.
Oh. So how did you come to crash?
Well, it was a dogfight.
In a bomber? They didn't have dog fights.
No, not that sort of dog fight. I'd brought my dachshund with me on the mission. He was trying to get at my sandwiches. And the next thing I knew, I was heading for land too fast to stop.
Well, why didn't you parachute out?
The dog beat me to it.
You made a good landing. Why didn't you just take off again?
Because when I woke up, your father was using my wheels on one of the coaches.
Oh, never mind. If we get this loan, we can all take off again. You be on your best behavior this afternoon.
Of course.
And don't forget,
we drive on the left.
Miss Bates, what's the name of that young chap on position 3?
Perkins, sir.
Yes, he'll go far in the bank. I've just watched him lure the milkman into his queue. Then as the poor man reached the window, laden down with his bags of copper, young Perkins snapped up his position closed sign. It's beautiful. That takes me back. Now tell me, what's in my diary?
Your last appointment this morning is slow coaches.
Ah, yes, that tin pot transport company. Whose stupid idea was that?
Yours.
Good Lord, was I drunk?
Well, not for me to say, sir, but you were doing Long John Silver impressions after the business lunch with the salvage company.
Ah, well, it's too late to back out now. I better have their file. When are they due?
Any moment, sir.
Good Lord, that was quick.
Okay, Lenny, keep the car ready. It's not that long.
Right.
Give me the shotgun.
Right.
Okay, don't nobody move. This is an hold-up.
Mr. Potts, there's a man in the banking hall with a stocking on his head.
Pervert.
And he's holding a sawn-off shotgun.
Good God. Get down on the floor, Miss Bates.
Oh.
No, not that way. Face down. It's a robbery.
Come on. Put the money in a bag.
Is your account here?
Don't be funny. Just load the money in a bag. Nobody else move, okay? You don't know who I am.
George.
You idiot, I told you not to use my first name.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Mr. Blish. but I had to come in. There's a traffic warden telling me to move.
Tell him you want me a minute.
Pardon?
Tell him you want me a minute.
But they want me to move now.
Pardon?
They want me to move now.
Well, tell him you can't.
What?
Go and tell him you can't.
Oh, all right.
And who said you could stop filling the bags? And while you're about it, fill his stocking up as well.
I could quite nicely. It looks like it's not going so well for you. The police will be here soon.
Oh, shut up.
George, I've got some good news and I've got some bad news.
What's the bad news?
They've wheel-clamped the car.
So what's the good news?
Well, now at least we've got enough money to pay the fine.
Oh, dear. Now you are in a spot.
Look, I'm fed up with you.
Well, I know what I'm doing. You can keep the money. I'm running for it.
Hey, Lenny, don't go. Come back!
Well. Now you've got no getaway car. James Cagney was in this position once.
I'm going to blast you in a minute.
Oh, it doesn't worry me. This glass is bulletproof. White heat, the film was, and James Cagney was trapped, just like you are now. Police all round him.
What happened?
He got shot to pieces.
Oh, no. Please, God, I need a miracle.
Ah, hello, Herr Potts. I am Gerhard, the driver from Slow Coaches. Herr Slow is outside on the coach, waiting to take you away.
Thank you.
No. Don't thank me. It was your idea, Mr. Potts.
Mr. Potts?
Uh-huh.
Mr. Potts? Huh? Oh, yeah. Come on, let's go.
What, so soon? What about the English hospitalization? The sherry and the crumpets, yeah?
Later, let's get on your coach.
You're taking all the money with you?
Security. Can't be too careful.
Yes, you know, it's funny how all the customers look so terrified.
Yeah, secure for mortgages.
Ah, yeah. Hey, what's that bell?
Last orders. Come on.
Ah, good. This way.
Mr. Potts, where are you?
Over here.
What are you doing inside the filing cabinet?
I'm not inside it, I'm behind it. You can't be too careful where dangerous criminals are concerned.
Well, if they weren't dangerous before, they will be now.
Why?
Gerhardt from Slow Coaches was driving the getaway bus.
Slow Coaches? Of course, it all fits, Miss Bates. Short of money, make an appointment to allay suspicion, then they rob us. Dial 999. I'm going round to Slow Coaches. Let's get to this coach.
First introductions. This is Jason the courier, and this is Herr Slow.
Good afternoon, Mr. Potts. Slow Coaches welcomes you aboard their example of a super sleek, ultra-modern fleet of custom-built pan-city coaches that offer all the facilities...
Yeah. Let's just get on this rust heap.
Perhaps you'll be more comfortable sitting down, Mr. Potts. The ride can be a little bumpy.
Well, it won't be when your driver gets off the pavement.
Come on, Jason, do your job. You're the courier.
Me? Oh, well, right. Well, sir, there are some seats over this side. Or if you want variety, we can move them to the other side.
Oh, good grief!
I don't want to sit. I want to stand and watch what the old toady's doing.
Old toad? The last time I went in a bank, they called me Herrschnickel Poopsa, and I was only 9 years old.
Can I hold your carrier bag, sir?
Never mind. Just you keep your eyes on the road.
Look out, Fred! Maybe you'd like to drive, Schmarty Panzer.
Yeah, maybe I would. Give me the wheel.
Here, take it.
No, Gerhard, put it back!
Burnham on the Crutch, CID. Detective Inspector Bakewell?
It's the Midwest Bank in the High Street.
I'm sorry about this. I've been away, you see, on surveillance. But I'll be paying a check-in quite soon.
No, I want to report a robbery.
A robbery? A robbery? We haven't had one of those for a long time. I'll get you the Chief Constable. He'll be ever so pleased.
Hello, Chief Constable Hardman.
It's the Midwest Bank here in the High Street.
Oh, hello, my dear. I'm sorry I had to ring, but I will be paying in some money later today.
Look, the bank's been robbed.
Oh, I wouldn't put it as strong as that, pet. I'm only £45 overdrawn, and I'll be paying that in today.
Chief Constable Hardman, the bank has just been robbed.
What? Don't panic. Stay calm. Don't do anything silly. Now, have you got a description of the perpetrator?
Well, it's not very clear. He had a stocking over his face.
A stocking, eh? That's interesting.
Is it that unusual?
Well, all Mrs. Hardman can get round here are thermal-ribbed tights.
Look, what about the raid?
Oh, yes. Did you get the number of the getaway vehicle?
Yes, it's SC1.
Right, got it. Wait a minute. I know that number. That's one of Slow's coaches. What's he playing at? I knew he was short of money, but I didn't think he was that desperate. SC1, that's his newest souped-up twin-carb touring coach. It's calls for action. Phyllis, bring my bike round the front.
Afternoon. Can I help you?
Is Mr. Slow in?
No, I'm afraid he's out at the bank. On a job.
As I thought.
Can I be of any assistance? I'm Mr. Slow's private secretary and personal assistant.
Yes, I can tell from the overalls and the monkey wrench. When will he be back?
Oh, well, I'm not absolutely sure. He's after some money, so he was taking the new manager to it for a ride.
That's what he thinks.
Can I tell him who called?
Yes, Potts. I'm the new manager, Twit, from the bank. You can tell him I'd come to fix his wagon.
Oh, good. Well, there's not that much wrong with it, but I could use a second opinion.
I see. You're preparing the changeover getaway vehicle, are you?
No, I'm just practicing on the spare coach. But I'm having trouble. The brakes are locked.
Well, that's Slow. Doesn't trust anyone, does he?
No. The brake assembly. See, I just fixed the brakes on the main coach, but I ended up with an extra nut and no screw.
Oh, no. How interesting.
Yes, and on the spare coach, there's no spare nut or screw, so either it's a different brake system or I put it back together all wrong.
Well, don't let me stop you. I'll just sit down and wait for Mr. Slow. Oh,
are you all right?
Yes, but I think you have put the brake system back together the wrong way.
Why?
I just found the missing screw.
Come on, faster.
Mr. Potts, please, going at this speed could have serious consequence for this clapped-out old wreck.
I don't care about the coach.
I'm talking about Gerhard. He's not used to driving over 40 miles an hour.
Just get this even scrap moving faster, will you?
Look, I'm fed up with you giving orders. You're not Mr. Potts at all, are you?
No, I'm Gerhard the driver.
No, not you. Him. He's just robbed the bank.
Don't be a dummkopf. Why would a bank manager rob his own bank, eh?
But this isn't Mr. Potts.
What?
You picked up the wrong man. We're aiding and abetting a desperate criminal, and the moment you stop, it's goodbye, Gerhard.
Why, are you getting off?
No, he's armed, Gerhard. You'll never get away with this.
Why not?
Because there's three of us and only one of you.
Yes.
That's why.
So, I've got plenty of shells in my shotgun.
Don't argue with him, Jason. We have an old saying in Germany, ein Gewehr in der Hand zahlt für drei im Bus.
What does that mean?
How the hell should I know? I haven't been back there for 45 years.
Aren't you frightened, Gerhard?
No, no, I put up with all this in 1940, and Vera Lynn as well. Yes, yes, I will crash land us on the forecourt. We're almost there. I just jam on the brakes. I put my foot down now. And... Josephine didn't fix the brakes!
Well, here's to us. Here's to us. Cheers. Cheers.
Look at this. I can't believe it.
Look at all that money.
Wow.
£10,000 reward.
£10,000. Now we can do everything we want without having to grovel to Potts for a bank loan.
Yeah, I know. And no interest to pay. We can thumb our noses at Potts.
Yes, I never did like him. I preferred the bank robber.
Well said, Gerhard.
Yeah, this is one of the happiest days of my life.
Mr. Slow.
Quiet, Josephine. I can feel a speech coming on.
Mr. Slow,
unaccustomed as I am,
Mr. Slow.
What is it?
I've been looking at the figures.
Uh-oh. I think I'm getting a sneaky feeling in the pit of my boots, Mr. Slow.
What about the figures?
Oh, well, you better take a look.
Well, give me my glasses. Right. Repairs to garage door, 500. Repairs to forecourt, 2,000. Repairs to coach, £8.50. Workshop, shed. Total cost of repairs, £10,000.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, Gerhard. Help me pour the champagne back in the bottle. We're right in it where we started.
Oh, no, we're not.
Why not?
Now you owe us 10 weeks' wages.
Oh. Well, there's only one thing for it.
Who are you ringing, Mr. Slow?
Hello? Midwest Bank? Can I speak to Mr. Potts, please?
You've been listening to Slow Coaches, starring Roy Kinnear as Uriah Slow, Andrew Sachs as Gerhard, with Clive Panto as Jason and Chrissy Roberts as Josephine. Also appearing were Bernard Brown as Potts the bank manager, Gordon Reed as the bank robber and Detective Inspector Bakewell, Susie Brann as Potts' secretary, Stephen Rashbrook as the cashier, and Michael Hadley as Lenny and Chief Constable Hardman. Slow Coaches was written by Charlie Adams and John Lee and produced by Andy Ailey.